Matthew Mikowski helped plan a robbery, but was not actually there when the scheme went awry and the victim was stabbed to death. For his role, Mikowski was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life without parole. Governor Jennifer Granholm commuted his sentence in December of 2010 as one of her final acts in office, but changed her mind on Christmas Eve after the family of the victim complained. The state Supreme Court said she could not do that. The Michigan Constitution gives the governor the power to commute sentences, but no authority to reverse that decision once the papers are signed and filed. This decision means Mikowski is eligible now to be paroled, but that may not happen. The Michigan Parole Board 3 years ago said no to his most recent request for a recommendation of clemency. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.